and you, when you, they start out, they're very small, and they, oh, they might get up 8 feet high when they're...
Well, maybe the rhododendron of mountain laurel.
Now, those, that's the same thing?
No, mountain laurel is what we used to call ivy.
Uh-huh.
It's poison. The leaves of that mountain laurel will kill stock if they eat it.
Uh-huh.
And rhododendron, we always call that laurel and this
uh-huh.
other ivy.
Uh-huh.
But here the last few years, the names have changed. The rhododendron and mountain laurel.
Uh-huh.
And they bloom out pretty, boy.
Yeah.
Pretty stuff.
What's that, the mountain laurel?
Both
of them. But they're, those, the mountain laurel and the rhododendron are two different things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the mountain laurel, does that grow close to the ground? It's just like a vine, you say? Does it grow on a fence or something like that?
No, not mountain laurel. It goes up in a bush.
Uh-huh.
Nearly as large as the rhododendron.
Uh-huh. Now, what do the leaves look like on a mountain laurel?
Well, they're small. They're small leaves, and they're pretty stiff and hard.
Uh-huh.
Small leaves.
Are they shiny?
Well, I'd say they would be kind of.
Uh-huh. The rhododendron has shiny.
Well, I hit the rhododendron leaves are long, but the mountain laurel leaves are, I'd say, an inch or inch and a half would get the length of the
uh-huh.
of a mountain laurel.
Do you have any of these things that they're much bigger than that, and they have usually a number of shoots going up like these branches, and they have big green leaves, and they have big, beautiful white flowers.
Well, there's the cucumber.
Uh-huh.
It's one that I think has something like that.
Uh-huh. Now, is that the same thing as a magnolia?
The magnolia and the cucumber, you know why I never... I'm supposed to know a little something about timber, but
uh-huh.
I never did know the difference in something like magnolia and cucumber. I just couldn't
But they're, I mean, you'd call them either one, huh? The same thing. Now, what does, if your wife was talking to somebody about you, she might say, I have to ask my, you know.
Husband?
Yeah.
Well, she'd probably say, you have to ask Dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. And you would say, you would say, I have to ask my
wife.
All right. Now, would you call her anything else? The other than her name?
Well, I generally call her Minnie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a woman who's, a woman whose father is, a woman whose husband is dead, she'd be called a
widow.
Yeah. And what did you? Your male parent is your.
Father and mother.
Yeah. Now, what did you call your father when you were?
You know, I was thinking about that this morning. Different names. Pa and Mo and Pap and Pam.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Without Pa and Mo, that's what us children called our, well, of course my mother was dead.
Uh-huh.
But he called him Pa.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't just what that meant. Uh-huh. I just meant Dad.
What did your children call you?
Dad.
And what did they call, and they called your wife?
Mom.
All right.
Mommy.
And what was that?
Mommy.
All right. And what do your grandchildren call you?
Well, there's one bunch of them that called me Granddad.
Uh-huh.